If you want to know where the real delay lives in becoming an airline pilot, it isn't the flying. It's the waiting. The waiting for a check ride slot. The waiting for a designated pilot examiner to have an open day on the calendar. The waiting that happens after you're ready, when your logbook says go and the schedule says not yet. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Today, we're talking about a training story that matters whether you're a student pilot right now or you're just watching the pipeline that feeds the flight decks you fly behind. Let's get into it. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com, here's what you need to know. ATP Flight School announced this week, and this is reported by the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, that it has shortened the published timeline for its airline career pilot program by 25%. A full quarter cut off the clock. Now, the headline doesn't tell the whole story, because the interesting part isn't just that the program got faster. It's how they did it, according to ATP. The biggest chunk of that time savings didn't come from flying more hours in a day, or from cramming ground school, or from cutting any of the actual training. It came from reducing the amount of time students spend waiting for their FAA practical exams. The check rides, let me put that in plain terms. The airline career pilot program is what's called an ab initio track. That's Latin, ab initio, meaning from the beginning. It takes someone with zero flight time and carries them all the way through to the certificates and ratings they need to sit in the right seat of an airliner. Private, instrument, commercial, multi-engine, and the flight instructor certificates that let them build hours toward that magic number. Along that road, there are a series of practical exams. The check ride. That's the day an examiner sits down with you, goes through an oral, then takes you flying, and decides whether you meet the airman certification standards. And here's the thing, every pilot listening already knows in their bones, the check ride bottleneck is real. For years now, the shortage of available designated pilot examiners has been one of the quiet choke points in American flight training. A DPE, a designated pilot examiner, is a private citizen authorized by the FAA to administer these tests on the agency's behalf. There are only so many of them, and in busy training regions, a student who is fully prepared, signed off, and ready to test can sit on their hands for days or even weeks waiting for a slot to open. That waiting costs money. It costs currency, and it costs momentum. Think about what happens to a student who finishes their instrument training on a Tuesday and then can't get a check ride until 3 weeks later. They're not just idle, they have to keep flying just to stay sharp, to stay current, to keep the knowledge fresh for the oral. Every one of those days is a day of rental cost, instructor cost, and living expenses while producing zero forward progress toward the next rating. So when ATP says it trimmed a quarter of the program length primarily by attacking check ride wait times, what they're really telling you is that the dead time was enormous. You don't recover 25% of a timeline by trimming fat off the flying. You recover it by draining the reservoir of waiting that was hiding in plain sight. This affects you if you're a prospective career pilot weighing programs right now, because time in this world is money in the most literal sense. A shorter timeline means fewer months of tuition adjacent living costs. It means reaching the flight instructor stage sooner, which is where many of these students start earning instead of only spending. And it means getting to the airlines faster at a moment when the hiring picture, while cooler than the frenzy of a couple years back, still rewards the people who are ready and rated. Now, let me flag something as my own read on this so you know where the reporting ends and my opinion begins. A 25% reduction driven by examiner availability tells me ATP is leaning on its scale. A large national network can do things a single flight school on a single field cannot. It can maintain relationships with a broad pool of examiners. It can, in some cases, work toward having examining authority closer in-house. It can move a student to where the check ride slot is, rather than waiting for the slot to come to the student. That's a structural advantage, and it's worth understanding as an advantage, not just a marketing number. But here's the balance I want to strike, because I don't do sales pitches on this show. A faster program is not automatically a better program. Speed in training is a tool, not a virtue by itself. What you want is time saved on waiting, not time saved on learning. And based on what ATP is describing, the savings here are coming from the calendar, from the gaps between milestones, and not from the substance of the instruction itself. If that holds true, that's the right kind of acceleration. The wrong kind would be compressing the actual flying and the actual studying to the point where a certificate says one thing and the pilot's judgment says another. I'll always tell you the same thing on that front. The standard is the standard. The airman certification standards don't get easier because your program got shorter. The examiner on check ride day does not care how fast you got to the airplane. They care whether you can fly it to standard. So if you're evaluating any accelerated program and this goes beyond ATP, here's what I'd have you ask. Ask where the time is being saved. If the answer is scheduling, logistics, and examiner access, that's genuine efficiency. If the answer is fewer hours, fewer scenarios, less exposure to weather and decision-making, slow down and look harder. Ask about the checkride pass rates and the retraining that happens when someone doesn't pass the first time. A fast program that pushes underprepared students to a bust hasn't saved anyone anything. And ask what happens to you specifically if an examiner isn't available in your region. The national answer and your local answer are not always the same. There's a bigger picture here too, and it's worth sitting with for a second. The examiner shortage is an FAA-level problem. It's been on the agency's radar and on AOPA's advocacy list for a long time. The FAA has taken steps to expand and streamline the designated pilot examiner ranks to clarify the rules examiners operate under and to make it easier for qualified people to take on that role. Progress there is slow, but it's the kind of thing that lifts the entire training system, not just one school. When a private program figures out how to route around a systemic bottleneck, that's clever and good for their students. But the real win for all of us, for every flight school on every field, is when the bottleneck itself gets smaller. When the pilot at the small town school with one local examiner has the same shot at a timely check ride as the student at a national academy. That's the story underneath the story. One company got faster. The underlying constraint is still there. And the health of the whole pilot pipeline depends on fixing the constraint, not just outmaneuvering it. For the individual student, though, I won't pretend the distinction matters on a Tuesday morning when you're ready to test. If a program can get you to the exam sooner and to standard, that's real time and real money back in your pocket. Just go in with your eyes open about what you're buying and why it's faster. That reporting comes from the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. You can find the rest of the day's headlines and the way we read them for people who actually fly over at radiohangar.com. The airplane doesn't care how long you waited to get to it. Show up ready. That's the only shortcut that ever worked. This is Tower. Keep the needle centered.